pleased to be sitting talking to Dr. Richard Wood this morning, and we are talking about his specialist interest in headaches. So, Dr. Wood, what was the reason you were interested in headaches?
Hi, Kathy. Thank you. So, when I started as a GP a long time ago now, probably about 14 or 15 years ago, there was an awful lot of headache coming through. And at the time, I felt, well, I was getting through it, but there was a lot of stuff I still needed to know. So I went on a headache centre open day for some sort of education on it. And as part of that, one of the specialists stood up and said, we're looking for a GP to train up to run a community headache clinic in our area. Is anyone interested? And my wife, who was with me, stood up and said, oh, you know what? My husband will do that. And she basically volunteered me. And cut a long story short, I had about nearly a year of sitting in clinics with the specialists and then ran this community headache clinic as a pilot, which was a huge success. Learned a heck of a lot about headache, which I thoroughly enjoyed. And since then, the service has been set up officially in the area where I work. And now I work as a local consultant in the local hospital to run the clinic, and we're doing it for about 7 or 8 years now.
That's great. So you kind of fell into working with headaches, yeah, by the sound of it. And what sort of things that you might be able to do here at My Specialist GP when you see a patient who is suffering with headaches? What makes it different from just a usual GP appointment, perhaps?
Yeah, absolutely. Great question. There's actually a heck of a lot. The first thing I say, and I say this when I do a lot of education for doctors as well, is that the biggest challenge in a headache is actually diagnosis. In my headache clinic where I work in the NHS, I see a lot of patients. 95% of them actually end up having migraine. I mean, there are lots of other headache disorders as well, but that's the most common. 25% end up having something called analgesic overuse headache, where too much pain relief can make things worse. But importantly, for 75% of these patients, that's a new diagnosis. They never even knew, and they didn't have a name or a label for their headache and why they were getting it. So diagnosis is key. This is what you've got, and this is why you've got it. And a lot of the consult is about education. And then when you can label it, then you can start some treatments, some proper treatments which actually work. It's a lot of detail in there. There's a lot of counselling. There's a lot of options. And so we have a long consultation for that. And we make treatments which are right for you. And importantly, also look at parts of your life which are important for headache management.
That's great. And for patients, is it only a certain group of people, or is it across the board, ages, types of headaches you can help, or is it a specific group?
Well, I'm a GP. So the great thing about GP is you see whatever comes through your door and where you're at your limits of what you can do in a primary care setting, you refer onwards, and that's the case whether in the private sector or the NHS sector. Headache disorders like migraine, for example, which is largely genetic, they actually start in children. And in my GP practice, I'm comfortable seeing children who have headaches. My specialist clinic I run for the NHS is adults only, but I'm comfortable with anyone who's got a headache and being able to offer something and to refer them when we need to.
That's great. So would that include pregnant women who do suffer hormonally, I think, from headaches?
They do. So about 90%, 85%, 90% of pregnant women, their migraines normally get better when they get pregnant. But you have a few percent where it actually gets worse and these people really suffer. And there's good evidence that if you don't control the migraines well in pregnancy, these mothers really do suffer. Yes, I can see people with pregnant people with headaches, no problem.
That's great. Thank you, Dr. Wood. Yeah.